Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. We're diving into something super important today, how to understand and manage your emotions effectively. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by your feelings? Like they're running the show instead of you? You're not alone, trust me. Emotions are a wild ride, but understanding them is key to living a more focused, intentional life. We're talking about real tools and strategies here, nothing fluffy or touchy-feely. This isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them, becoming the captain of your emotional ship. Think of it like this. Imagine you're a chef. You wouldn't just throw ingredients into a pot randomly, right? You need to know what each ingredient brings to the table, how they interact with each other, and how to balance flavors. Emotions are kind of like those ingredients, powerful, complex, and needing a little guidance. So, what are our key takeaways today? First up, awareness is your superpower. Before you can manage your emotions, you need to know what's going on in the first place. Pay attention to your physical sensations, your thoughts, and your behaviors. That gut feeling, that tightness in your chest, these are all clues. Journaling can be a lifesaver here. It's like giving your emotions a voice and taking stock of their presence. Second, emotions aren't good or bad, they just are. That anger you feel? It's information. That sadness? It's telling you something needs attention. Don't judge them, just observe them without getting swept away. Think of it like watching a wave crash on the shore, powerful and impressive, but ultimately harmless if you stay back. Next up, find healthy outlets. We all need ways to process those big feelings. Exercise is a game changer. It releases endorphins and helps clear your head. Talking to a trusted friend or therapist can also be incredibly helpful. And don't underestimate the power of creative expression, painting, writing, music, anything that allows you to channel your emotions in a constructive way. Now, let's talk about reframing. Sometimes our thoughts are what fuel those intense emotions. If you catch yourself thinking this is a disaster, try shifting it to this is challenging, but I can handle it. It's like looking at the same situation through different lenses, one tinted with fear and the other with courage. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone messes up, everyone has tough days. Forgive yourself for those moments when you feel overwhelmed or react impulsively. Remember, you're learning and growing, and that takes time and patience. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and suddenly you're flooded with anxiety? Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and all you want to do is disappear. It's like the world is playing on fast forward, and you can barely keep up. This happened to me recently. I was giving a presentation at a conference. I had prepared everything meticulously, practiced until I knew the material inside out, but as soon as I stepped onto the stage, my stomach felt like it was doing somersaults. I started overthinking every word, every gesture, imagining the audience judging every stumble. But then, I remembered what we're talking about today. I took a deep breath, reminded myself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and focused on connecting with the audience instead of obsessing over my own performance. The feeling didn't disappear entirely, but it shifted. I felt grounded, more in control, and able to deliver the presentation with confidence. Remember, you have the power to manage your emotions. It takes practice, awareness, and a willingness to show up for yourself even when things get tough. You're not alone in this journey. We all have days where our emotions feel like they are out of control. But by learning these tools, you can navigate them with grace and clarity, becoming the master of your own emotional landscape. So, what's one key takeaway that resonated with you today? What small step can you take this week to practice self-awareness or find a healthier way to manage those big emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments, let's keep the conversation going. And remember, if you found value in this episode, share it with someone who might benefit. Let's spread the wisdom and help each other create more clarity and focus in our lives. Until next time, keep striving for that laser focus, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.